Hello, welcome to Feedback with Earbuds, a podcast recommendation podcast. I'm your host, Arielle Nissenlatt, and I'm the founder of Earbuds Podcast Collective. Earbuds is a weekly email newsletter that sends you a theme and five podcast episodes on that theme, and each week is curated by a different person. Anyone can curate a list. You can learn more and subscribe to the newsletter at earbudspodcastcollective.org. Feedback with Earbuds brings you podcast recommendations, an interview with somebody in the podcast space, tips on podcasting, and so much more. So let's get into it, shall we? Hey there, before we get to this week's episode, I want to tell you about our sponsor, LWC Studios. LWC Studios is launching a new show and they need you. LWC Studios is interviewing Black and Brown professionals about their triumphs and where they still sometimes trip up. They want to speak with folks achieving new heights either in their personal or professional lives and who are looking for ways to keep leveling up. If this is you or someone you know, please contact producer Virginia Laura at virginia@lwcstudios.com to talk about scheduling an interview. We'll have more information in the show notes of this episode. Don't miss your chance to be involved with this upcoming production from the award-winning LWC Studios. Again, email Virginia Laura, virginia@lwcstudios.com. Welcome to the show. Here's my top of the show rant this week. It has to do with podcast production. Let's get into it. I received an email earlier this week saying, straight up, how do I start a podcast? So I replied, sure, how can I help you? And then they replied, how do I start it? Which is a big and complex question because there are so many different directions that I could have gone in. What I ended up doing was replying with a series of questions. A lot goes into the decision of whether or not you should start a podcast, whether that podcast is for yourself or for your company or just for fun. By all means, if you want to just record some things with your friends and put it up on the internet and have a podcast, you don't really have to think too much about it, as long as you don't want lots and lots of listeners. There are just so many podcasts for people to check out that the average listener is going to prioritize one that is highly produced and has some thought behind the production. So I responded with five or so questions and then some recommendations for software to check out for recording and editing purposes to this person who emailed me. My response to this person then inspired a longer Twitter thread, which I'll link to in the show notes of this episode, but I want to share the gist of it here as well. Here's an extended version of the questions that I sent in response. Why do you want to make a podcast? What's the goal of the podcast? How does the podcast fit into your overall personal or company mission? Who is the potential audience for this podcast? What's the format? Interview, solo, other? How will you find a co-host, if at all? How often will you publish the show? Will there be blog content to accompany the podcast? Will you create social handles for the show? How will you source and vet guests? What recording software will you use? Which editing software will you use? Will you hire an editor? What hosting site will you use? How will you design your cover art? What mic, headphones, and other hardware will you use? How will you market the show? What transcription service will you use? How will you source music? How will you go after sponsors, if at all? Will you have a newsletter to go along with the podcast? Will the podcast be ongoing or seasonal? How will you collaborate with other shows in your niche? I could keep going all day. There are a lot of questions that you can ask yourself when starting a podcast. And I'm not going to say should, because you can start a podcast, like I said, for any reason at any time and have it up on the web within a few days, as soon as your RSS feed gets approved. But if you want to invest in the content that you're creating with your podcast, I recommend considering some of, if not all of the questions that I just shared. And of course, there are more. If you Google the phrase, how to start a podcast, a lot of the concepts that I just shared above will be explained in more depth. While the barrier for publication of a podcast is low, like I said, you could have a show up and running in a few days. The barrier to creating great resonant content that'll further your goals is much, much higher. My goal in sharing these questions is not to freak people out, not to think, oh my gosh, there's so much to consider, but it's to remind folks that a lot goes into starting a podcast, because there are Twitter threads all the time that are like, it's so easy to start a podcast. And yeah, it's easy to start a podcast, but is it easy to have a show that consistently ranks in the top charts? No, it's not. So feel free to get in touch with me with questions or comments. I'm all ears over on Twitter at Ari this and that. Rant over. Thank you for tuning in. On to today's show. which is all about the art of podcasting, fittingly. We've got Shannon Donahue from ASA Collective curating for us this week. She chose the theme Women Leaders in Podcasting and brings us 5 podcast episodes on that topic. We'll get to Shannon's picks and we'll learn more about the ASA Collective in just a bit. Then I'll tell you about our spotlight pick, There Are No Girls on the Internet podcast with Bridget Todd. Then we'll close it out for the week and let you get on your way to these podcast recommendations. P.S. If you're listening to this episode, the week it drops, I am at Podcast Movement in L.A. And if you are too, let's meet up. Okay, here is Shannon Donahue from ASA Collective with this week's podcast picks.
Hey, Earbuds listeners. My name is Shannon Donahue. I'm the community manager for ASA Collective, a women's podcast network. We're on a mission to amplify women's voices in this space, and we do that through brand partnerships and community support. I handle all podcaster outreach and onboarding, along with our internal and external communications, and any special projects and events we have going on. I've brought just about 1,000 podcasters on board within the last 2 to 3 years, and I'm super proud of the community we've built at ASA. If anyone listening wants to get involved with ASA, they can connect with us on social media. Our handle is at ASA Collective. That's at O-S-S-A Collective. I'm the one managing it there, so come say hi. You can also head to asacollective.com to learn more about what we do and apply to join our community there as well. All podcasters who identify as a woman or non-binary are more than welcome to join our community. So diving into this week's curated newsletter, the theme that I chose is Women Leaders in Podcasting. I think it's super important to recognize the amazing work that women are doing in this space, and highlighting the leaders can also help people explore their communities, projects, and even find more awesome women in the podcast space. I actually cheated just a little bit here because there's obviously so many more than just 5 women leaders in podcasting. So I actually tried to find a few crossover episodes to highlight more than 5. Sorry, Ariel. So getting into the episodes here, the first one I chose is The Pod Broads. It's an interview with Julika Lantigua Williams. And yes, this is one of those cheat episodes I mentioned. Julika just happens to be one of our top ASA members, and she's an incredible leader in the podcast space, especially for Latina voices. If you've been to a podcast conference, you've probably heard Julika speak before. She's very inspiring. The Pod Broads host, Alexandra Cole, has also created such a cool podcast and community. And yeah, I wanted to make sure I highlighted both of these women leaders first. The second is an episode from the Thought Card podcast, which is hosted by Danielle Desir. Danielle is also the founder of WOC Podcasters. That community is a great resource for job development and career growth and other opportunities within the podcast industry for women of color. She's doing amazing work and she just had a baby. I mean, she's doing the most and I'm very much here for it. Congrats, Danielle. The third episode I chose is JJ Ramberg's interview on Entreprenista. So JJ is the CEO of Good Pods, and both of these companies, Entreprenista and Good Pods, are stellar ASA partners. Everyone listening should go download the Good Pods app right now just to see what all the hype is about. It's basically social media for podcasting. JJ built something completely game-changing in the podcast world with Good Pods, so please check it out. And the Entreprenista podcast provides interview-style episodes with super, super inspiring female business leaders. They kind of get into the good, the bad, and the ugly about running a business. So that's a really great podcast to listen to as well for more women leadership content. The fourth episode I chose is the Profit Podcast with an episode called 8 Simple Steps to Start a Podcast This Year. The host, Crystal Profit, is one of our longtime ASA members. She's an incredibly creative, grounded, efficient, and very educational leader overall in the podcast space. Her insight in this episode can help anyone start a podcast from scratch and see it succeed. So definitely check out her work. And last but certainly not least is ASA's in-house podcast called Mind of a Mentor. So Mind of a Mentor is hosted by our CEO, Marla Isaacson, and it provides a half hour of podcast mentorship to anyone who listens each week. I chose our interview with Heather Osgood, CEO of True Native Media. True Native is a podcast ad agency, and I chose this episode because it gives a little peek behind the curtain moment to the crazy world of podcast advertising. So Marla and Heather are both powerhouses in the podcast ad industry and changing the landscape every single day as they run their businesses. So definitely take a listen to Mind of a Mentor. Overall, I hope Earbuds listeners just realize how much outstanding women leadership there is in the podcast industry. It can seem a bit like a boys' club, but we are here, we're doing big things, and we hope that you find inspiration, a new connection, or even a new community to join with these episodes that we've curated this week for Earbuds. In terms of what's coming next for ASA, we've got some very big projects launching between now and summer that anyone can participate in. So please follow along on social. Again, it's at ASA Collective, O-S-S-A Collective, to join in on the fun. And then if you or someone you know is a woman or non-binary identifying podcast host, please feel free to check out our membership offers and join ASA at asacollective.com/podcasters. We're actually launching an app for ASA members very soon, so it's a super exciting time to join. And if you have any questions about membership, you can message us on social or even email me directly at shannon@asacollective.com. Thanks so much to Ariel and the whole Earbuds team for the feature this week and the continued effort that you put into Earbuds every single week. I know that we appreciate it here at ASA, and I'm sure your listeners do too. And thank you, the listener here, for tuning into Earbuds this week and all of the ASA recommended episodes. Enjoy.
Thank you to Shannon for sending in that voice clip and for telling us about your podcast picks for this week's theme, Women Leaders in Podcasting. Shannon's podcast picks will be listed in the show notes of this episode and are available in newsletter form at earbudspodcastcollective.org. Do you want to be our next Earbuds curator? Anyone can curate a list for us. Find a link to the application form in the newsletter. Next up, it is spotlight time. In addition to our weekly five podcast picks, we also share a spotlight at the bottom of the newsletter. And podcasters, if you want your podcast spotlight in our newsletter and on the homepage of our website, we have an application link in the show notes of this episode. This week, we're spotlighting the podcast, There Are No Girls on the Internet. Here's what it's about. Marginalized voices have always been at the forefront of the internet, yet our stories often go overlooked. Bridget Todd chronicles our experiences online and the ways marginalized voices have shaped the internet from the very beginning. We need monuments to all of the identities that make being online what it is. So let's build them. You can listen to There Are No Girls on the Internet wherever you get your podcasts and at tangodi.com. By the way, since it took me a minute, Tangodi is an acronym for There Are No Girls on the Internet. I hope you check it out. That's it for this round of Feedback with Earbuds. We're back next week with more podcast recommendations. Have a great week of listening ahead. Feedback with Earbuds is written by me, Ariel Nissenblatt. It's mixed and designed by Daniel Turek, the best in the game. Learn more about Daniel at his website, robotslap.com. The newsletter is edited by the amazing Abby Kleonsky. Until next week, stay safe and happy listening.